I don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan's beef. He's the afternoon KUB. I don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon KUB.
It is that time, 2:39 here on the Sweet Spot. Time for a little afternoon jub as we are joined by George Dunham, Major Market Personality of the Year from Your Musers.
Hey, Gunner!
With Gunner in the background. What's Gunner's song, George?
Yeah. Gunner, he's funner than your average Silver Lab. Yeah, your average Silver Lab, because he's gun. He's fun. He's ranked number one in Denton County.
All right.
I love it.
He was named after Gunner Henderson.
I love it so much. Orioles. How you doing, Giorgio?
Thank you.
I'm doing great. I enjoyed the Matt Duchene interview. I thought it was really good.
He is the best. And isn't it wild that, and I know you guys have had Mason Marchman on the show since he was brought here, correct?
You know what? I think we have.
I think so.
Yeah, because I think we talked about our phone call to his dad.
Yes,
yeah.
Which was a classic Muser moment. And I loved how, as we kind of have hockey on our mind, how you guys were all like, you know, trying to bow up. And then by the end, you thought he was a pretty good dude, you know?
He was. He was like, where you boys from again?
Just woke him up.
The ticket in Dallas. Oh, okay.
I'm kind of kicking myself because we didn't ask Matt Duchene if he takes his dogs hunting like he did with Sagan and his dogs. And he said no.
That would be great. Wait, you cut out a second. He did what now?
I said I'm kicking myself because we didn't ask Duchene if he took his dogs hunting because you asked Sagan this morning if he goes hunting. He's like, no, I don't hunt. I go fishing.
I go fishing. Yeah, and I was going to have a follow-up question of do they have fight songs? I decided not to take it there. Do they have what? You know, fight songs.
I don't know if it's fight songs, but I think every dog owner probably has like a dumb saying or a little tune they might sing at their dog.
Yeah.
You're not far off, George.
It fires them up. They're glad to see you, so it's your way of telling them that you're glad to see them.
And it's totally normal to have conversations with your dog like they're people.
Yes.
Like if it's just you and the dog at home, like I'll just talk to the dog.
Yeah.
Man, can you believe the Stars power play right now, man? What's up with that, Coco?
And then he'll just wag his tail.
I don't know, man. I want some peanut butter. And then you have a voice for your dog that he talks to you in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You all have that voice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think those are healthy conversations. There's all sorts of studies that show that dogs are good for you.
Yeah, good for mental health, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was listening to my Courage Boys this morning, and I want to say it was, I don't know if it was during Muse in the News or not, but you guys started talking about Graceland. And I think they're selling Graceland, and you guys went there. And you were with Gordo, correct? Is that what I got?
No, Gordo was acting like that this morning. I went with the great Hank Dickinson.
Oh, yes.
One of our many trips to Memphis, and I think we were playing Arkansas State, and so we went to Memphis first, and then, had a day, and so he and I went to Graceland, and, it wasn't Look, I liked Elvis. I realized what he meant to our culture. I think he was, you know, everything good. But I just thought that place was kind of funny.
It needs to be swept.
Yeah, it just, it just looked like, you know, hillbillies who all of a sudden had money, you know.
I went when I was about 10, so this would have been the late 90s. And I'm with you. Like, I had my expectations. Like, as a kid, I thought this was going to be like the biggest mansion of all time, and it was kind of spare. Like, it's kind of a small house. Ceilings were small. There's like shag carpet everywhere. It's kind of looks like grandma's house a little bit.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's like a ranch style house.
Did it smell like old people?
It kind of smelled like cigarettes back then.
Cigarettes and kind of dusty, you know, and then they would put on some videos like in the, I think it was the basement that had like, I don't know, like his accomplishments in karate, which were very questionable. Do you really think he was a black belt?
Maybe. I mean,
an honorary black belt, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. And then Nixon.
As long as you stick with it, you're pretty much, you go up every belt as long as you keep paying your instructor to do lessons, right?
Yeah, so maybe he was. But then I guess he had this fantasy about being like a secret agent or something. So Nixon made him an honorary CIA member or something crazy like that. And then he shows. So it showed Nixon giving him some sort of medal or something, or I don't know what it was. It was like a.
I thought he gave him a badge, like
Maybe he gave him some sort
like
of badge,
of the
and
FBI
then
or something.
And I swore it was in the same setting that all of a sudden Elvis started doing karate, and I just thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. And I started laughing, and this woman next to me was like, you know, like I was, you know. Crying at or laughing at a national monument or something. It was just, I don't know. I guess 98% of the people that go there are big Elvis fans. And look, I was a fan. I understand what he meant to or.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Big Elvis is trying to silence Georgie.
Sounds like the Colonel jumped up and knocked out his internet.
Did you ever go to Graceland?
No, never to Graceland. Sorry.
I might be interested to go as an adult, but I went as a kid, as I said to George, because my mom is from that area, northern Mississippi. It's about an hour and a half from Graceland. So we went up when I was little and, you know, knew Elvis is like a god that area. So I was like, yeah, this ain't that great.
I might be greatly generalizing when I say something like this, but I feel like the people that go to Graceland or go to Branson or Dollywood or places like that. Those are people that probably collect a lot.
We did all of that.
Did you guys collect a lot of Coca-Cola memorabilia?
I didn't, but my mom's family maybe. It was Mississippi, so there was the Christmas Village. If you remember those, the Santa villages and
we have Phone Jub
and Beanie Babies. Oh, we have George.
Yep.
Hey, sorry. The dog actually knocked out the connection.
I was going to ask if Gunner...
Maybe you don't let him eat the napkin.
I was going to ask if Gunner ate your motive.
Moron dog.
I kicked him out of here because he had a rawhide bone that he was chewing on. It was really loud. I asked Cam if he could hear it. He said, yeah, I can hear it. So then he comes back to the door, and he's looking through the door. He opens it, and he brings in a ball.
Well, yeah.
Well, Gunner's got bits.
Yeah, Dad is up from his nap. It's time to play, brother.
And then I thought, okay, well, I'll get rid of him. I'll throw the ball, and I thought he would go around the ottoman, but he decided to go over the ottoman. And he took out, I hope my connection still works when I try it again. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Gunner.
Yeah. And now he's outside and he's barking because he's mad.
I think dogs do know when you're on the radio. Like when everybody was broadcasting from home, especially Norm.
Oh, Norm's
with Vanilla, R.I.P.
Coco, the little
and Coco
one.
Was the one that's just wanting to be on the air. They know. They know what they're doing.
No. Yeah, they know. And he loves the ticket. He listens all the time. So
he's got the Sports Day Talk app.
The ticket.
But yeah, I think it's. It's a cool place. I hope they do preserve it. I mean, you know, kids now, they need to go see where Elvis lived in a really strange and out-of-date place.
Like, at the time, was it considered a huge house?
I think so. I think people, I think you saw it on, you know, a feature or something, you thought, oh, he's got a mansion in Tennessee. And, you know, the fact that they had grave sites outside, I think. And it is, I guess it's, what, 17 acres? So it's pretty big.
It's a decent plot of land, yeah.
Yeah, it's a decent plot of land.
But as Texans, we have either family members or we know people that own, like, a couple hundred acres and they might have, like, a big mansion or something. So that might not impress people like us.
Yeah, people from Texas, I don't think, you know, are that impressed with that whole thing. But, yeah, and I still haven't seen the movie that came out a couple of years ago. I heard it's good.
What was it called?
The Baz Luhrmann one. It's okay.
Is it called Elvis?
Yeah. I think the acting is good, but it tries to be one thing and it tries to be another thing all at the same time. And if they just picked one way to go, try to make it either wild ass or a biopic, it would have worked. But it's just kind of a mess.
Or funny, make it a comedy.
Yeah. Well,
you could do that. I'm ruined by movies now. Like, if I hear five people say a good thing about a movie and then I hear two people say something negative, I'm not going to watch it because I feel like it's, I'm just going to waste time and I'm going to have it slotted. Like, I'm just going to probably rip it and I'm not going to be able to enjoy it.
I know. I almost, I don't want to hear what people are saying about something either. Because I usually find the opposite in it when I see it.
When I think Elvis,
maybe I just see movies differently.
When I think Elvis in a movie, I
like
think
Strays.
I think of Jack White playing Elvis in Walk Hard. Have you seen Walk Hard, George?
No.
Oh, this needs to be a homework assignment for you. This
will be our next Strays movie.
The Legend of Dewey Cox. It is hilarious.
Okay.
Yes, you will absolutely love this movie.
And it's called Walk Hard.
Yeah, with John C. Reilly. He plays Dewey Cox, who kind of has a. It's basically a parody of Walk the Line.
Okay.
And it's great. You'll love it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, let's do that before next week.
Let's do that next week. We can also talk Guerrilla Channel
because we're
next
not watching. We're not
you.
Watching enough playoffs or anything.
There's
right
nothing
now.
Going on. We got time for movies.
Yeah. Don't feel bad about thinking Sean Livingston made every mid-range shot that he took.
Lando.
I really thought there was a Guerrilla Channel.
Yeah, let's listen to that and talk about that next week because that's one of my favorite moments.
I think it's Sean that says, "Should we tell him?"
Yeah. Should we tell him?
Well, I sent you a Guerrilla video this week of Thin Lizzy's Boys Are Back in Town. Did you see that?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Good. Night.
Just drinking.
That
beers.
Was like all of us at the compound, just drinking beers and jumping around,
hammering those beers. Like they've done it a bunch before.
Well, what gets me is they're smoking cigarettes. Who's lighting those cigarettes?
They can light them. They got thumbs.
Yeah, I know.
I bet you could teach a chimp to light his own cigarette.
Let's see,
like a little Zippo.
I will find out. Go to YouTube.
I bet they used to do it on Lancelot Link.
Yeah.
I bet they used to light them on that, or light something else.
Oh, here's a video of a chimpanzee smoking. Let's see if he lights it.
The chimp is just like packing
it.
Like that. Gotta make sure I get the right one.
You think they pad the the carton of cigarettes on the table before they pick one out?
They're frustrated that their ears don't stick out enough. They can't put it behind the ear.
To keep like five at a
time. Oh, well, Gunner's a good boy despite knocking your internet out.
Yeah,
George.
Sorry about that, man. We were deep in a Graceland conversation.
It's okay.
Give him some peanut butter for us.
Yeah. A nice little treat.
All right. Well, you guys are the best.
Oh, you're the best. We'll talk. We'll talk more Guerrilla Channel next week. How about that? And
okay.
Walk Hard. Is that the movie?
Yeah. Walk Hard. The Dewey Cox story.
And then Walk Hard. Okay.
See you, George.
Kirby.
All
right, Kirby.
There he goes. That is George on the phone. It was Clean Feed George before that, and Gunner.